We have all been there, staring at a local staging environment that looks pristine, only to watch a production deployment faceplant because the staging server didn't have the same memory footprint, data distribution, or network neighbors. In building ARC Codex asterisk, ARC Codex. Calm, my multi-agent news intelligence and discourse analysis platform, I decided to lean hard into a reality that many engineers quietly practice, but rarely codify. Asterisk staging is a fiction, so we test and run directly in production. When your stack involves real-time RSS ingestion, multi-tier local and cloud AI inference via Alama and fallback APIs, Apache Solr full-text search, RDS streams, and local neural text-to-speech synthesis, Kokoro, running on fixed hardware, a traditional multi-environment pipeline becomes an expensive, drift-prone illusion. But moving away from traditional staging doesn't mean embracing cowboy coding or risking catastrophic code stomping. It means shifting our discipline from asterisk prevention before a change to recovery and resilience around it. Hash the stack and the reality of production. ARC Codex runs on a tightly coupled single-node architecture. Python Flask handling the backend pipeline next. JS16 app router with TurboPack powering the frontend, RDS acting as our in-memory store and work queue, and Caddy managing automatic TLS termination. Operating live means we face the classic unknown unknowns. For example, a subtle race condition in distributed mutex checks or cross-host PID tracking won't show up until you have real daemons contending for real RDS streams under actual load. When you live in production, your survival depends on asterisk-asterisk, recovery-oriented computing asterisk-asterisk, fast detection, atomic file updates, and rigorous telemetry over blind trust. Hash moving state out of code, updatable datasets and configs. To maintain the high-velocity flexibility of live iteration without the risk of breaking active application loops or stomping code, I've shifted toward a data-driven configuration model. Instead of hot-patching Python scripts or risking race conditions when multi-agent workers read routing filters or analysis parameters, application behavior is externalized into version data files, filter, dat, cfg, #1, atomic compare and swap, CAS, updates. When a user updates preferences or rule filters via the UI, background processes shouldn't read half-written state. We handle this through atomic file operations. Writes are executed against a temporary file in the target directory. Once verified, an atomic rename, os, replace, swaps the pointer instantly. Readers see either the 100% old configuration or the 100% new configuration, never a partial state. In-memory watchers, Inada FiBacked or lightweight tickers, hot reload the new rules into the running Flask Python daemons without requiring a full process restart or dropping incoming requests. #2. Reversible features and immutable history. Every configuration and filter adjustment logged from the UI maintains a rolling journal of previous versions. If an updated filter rule introduces unexpected false positives in our AI analysis pipeline, the system allows a one-click rollback to the prior versioned configuration file. It's an undo stack built right into the runtime. #Bridging the chasm, Shannon, Wittgenstein, and Chomsky in code. This architecture isn't just about software reliability. It mirrors the philosophical triad we navigate every day in public discourse. Claude Shannon gave us the math of the channel, clean, lossless packet transmission. In code, we enforce this with strict JSON schemas, checksums, and atomic CAS writes. Ludwig Wittgenstein asterisk reminded us that words mean different things to different listeners. In our UI and multi-agent systems, we must build with listening charity, recognizing that user preferences and dynamic filters decode differently across diverse contexts. Noam Chomsky asterisk warned us that bad actors intentionally jam channels with noise and corrupted language. In our automated feeds and ingestion pipelines, our observability stack, Prometheus metrics, health heartbeats, and strict telemetry acts as an immune system against semantic drift and pipeline noise. #What's next? ARC Codex continues to evolve, balancing the raw speed of production-first development with robust, data-driven guardrails. By treating configuration as state, enforcing atomic updates, and building for fast recovery rather than impossible perfection, we keep the system lean, fast, and entirely resilient. Explore the open source repository and developer documentation at GitHub.com/hapnisbit/rcodecs.